Good morning. Today's daf in Kedushin is Tesvav. We're on Yudalam and Beis. We're going to be starting today immediately after the Mishnah. Yesterday we started the Mishnah introducing ourselves to Eved Ivri. As I mentioned yesterday, so in order to study Eved Ivri in the Gemara, so really there is an assortment of psukim that you have to know. So what I'm going to do very briefly right now is I'm just going to go through an assortment of psukim. First we're going to start in Parshas Mishpatim, in the very beginning of Parshas Mishpatim. Mamish, the first thing that we're introduced to is Eved Ivri. Yesterday I told you that in your head what you need to do, what we all need to do, is put in two categories. What is Eved Ivri, Eved Kanani? And they are absolutely different than one another, as we already pointed out yesterday. Eved Ivri, so that's a Jewish slave. In other words, it's the word slave over there is not the best English translation, but basically it's servitude. Indentured servitude, whatever word you want to use to express it. In other words, it's a full-fledged Jew, right? A full-fledged Jew who... right now, just puts himself under the indentured employment of somebody else. Now, I said he puts himself under. Hold that thought for just a moment. I just right now want to make a very basic distinction. Here we are making a chart. Very basic distinction between Eved Ivri and Eved Kanani. Eved Ivri is a full-fledged Jew. Right? Chayav in all the mitzvahs of the Torah and bound by all the Yisurim in the Torah. Okay? A little bit later, just a couple minutes from now, we're going to be discussing how the Eved Ivri has one carve-out. Okay? But we'll talk about that in just a bit. But meanwhile, Eved Ivri is a full-fledged Jew. And then on the other side, you have Eved Kanani. Eved Kanani is a slave, right? A slave in the most classic way. A slave, that means that you own the individual. His status is that he was not Jewish, but then when he becomes your slave, he's bound by certain mitzvahs of the Torah. Actually, most of the mitzvahs of the Torah. But in other words, but not a full-fledged Jew. It's prohibited. It's usher for somebody, for a Jew to marry an Eved Kanani, a Shivcha Kananis. And so the... But for the most part, Eved Kanani is what we would traditionally call a slave. Okay, so we are not discussing Eved Kanani. In fact, when we discussed Eved Kanani, so go back to Gittin, right? Back in Gittin, the fourth paragraph, so we discussed Eved Kanani extensively in terms of ownership, emancipation, contracting the emancipation, v'chule v'chule. Go back to the fourth paragraph of Gittin where we discussed it in detail. So over here in Kedushin, right now, for the next little bit, we are going to be discussing Eved Ivri. Why are we discussing Eved Ivri? So as I explained yesterday, because Eved Ivri is much like a woman in the sense of there's a kinyan, but there's no ownership, right? When you marry a woman, so you're kona her, you acquire her. We kept using the terminology again and again. And we talk about methodology of kinyan, of kinyanim, right? How are you kona her? Kesef, shtar, bia. And we spent the first 2 weeks of the Masechta going over kinyanim of a woman. So you're kona her, but you don't own her. And the same thing is true with the Eved Ivri. Also, there's going to be a methodology of kinyan, how to be kona and Eved Ivri. You're kona, but you don't own the Eved Ivri. He's not yours. He's not part of your assets. He doesn't go into your Yerusha. Okay, so that's why it came up yesterday. So if you recall, yesterday we ran through the Mishnah. So, but before we do that, let's just familiarize ourselves. Because just to get through the Gemara today, so we need to know three parshios in the Torah. Number one, the beginning, the opening of Parshas Mishpatim. Elam Mishpatim Asher Tassim Lefnehem. So here are the laws. And so what we're treated to immediately after Ma'amad Har Sinai is a set of civil laws. And number one, Hisik Ne'eved Ivri She'eshanim Yavod V'Shvi'is Yetzel Lechav Shechinam. So you're Kona Eved Ivri. So the Torah, by the way, you can see clearly in the Torah, by the way, the usage of language of Kenyan. That you make an acquisition. So you are going to be Kona Eved Ivri. So Jewish slave, Jewish servitude. There's no good English translation. Anyway, Kisikne Eved Ivri Sheshonim Yavod. So he works for you 6 years, and on the seventh year he goes free. In Bekapo Yavod, Bekapo Yetze, In Baal Ishahu, V'yatza Ishto Yimo. Okay, if he comes in single, he leaves single. If he comes in married, he leaves married. All these psukim, by the way, by the end of our sugya, not today, but we're gonna have understanding of all these. Ima do not detain lo isha v'yado lo vanim o vanos haisha v'iladehati eladene v'hu yetsay bikapo. Now, what can be done with him is that if his master wants, so master can give him a wife in order for him to produce children. That is a funny pasuk. We are coming back to that pasuk later. And then the Torah goes on to describe that he's very happy in the situation that life put him in, and he does not want to go free. So And so what can happen is that you'll pierce his ear. And upon doing so, so then he's going to be an Eved Ivri in perpetuity. In perpetuity means up until Yovel. Okay, usually in perpetuity means forever, but forever from the Torah standpoint is up until Yovel. Okay, good. So that is now Parsha number one regarding Eved Ivri. Parsha number two. Parsha number two is found in Bahar. Parsha's Bahar. So the Parshas Bahar v'chi sasig yad ger v'soshav imachu macha achicha imo v'nimkala ger toshav imachu la'ekar mishpachas ger. So acharei nimkar gu'ula t'yelo echad me'echav yigal ena. So if a person becomes destitute, becomes poor, so what he's going to do is he's going to sell himself into servitude. And then with an opportunity of one of his family members redeeming him. Okay. And the Torah goes over there. Okay, I'm not going to, I won't go into details over there, but that's Parshas Bahar. And finally, Parshas Re'eh. Parshas Re'eh, so ki yimachir lecha achicha ivri o ivriya. So if your brother, ivri or ivriya, were to be sold, v'avdecha sheishanim, he works for you for 6 years, v'shana shviyis teshachana chavshim meyimach, and then in year number 70 goes free. So over here now in Parshas Re, we're introduced to a new idea, and that is Ha'anik Ta'anik Lo. Mitzoncha Migarncha Umiikvecha Asher Beirachcha Shemolkecha Titein Lo. In Parshas Re, we're introduced to, I guess you and I can call it severance. Okay, it's not exactly severance, but it looks like severance, so let's call it severance. Okay, in other words, so that when he leaves you, so you have to leave him with parting gifts. Okay. Ha'anik ta'anik lo. Okay. V'zacharti ki evad ha'isa b'aretz Mitzrayim v'yivtecha Hashem Elokecha al'kein anochi mitzavcha es hadavar hazeh hayom. And then the Torah gives us like a little nudge. Remember when you left Mitzrayim? And oh, by the way, you left with severance. Yeah. Okay, good. All right. Oh, good. Yeah, okay. Okay, very good. All right, so these are the three parshiyos that we have to keep in mind when going through our Gemara. Let's go through our Gemara. Let's see it inside. Okay, I'm going to quickly run through the Mishnah again, and then we afford ourselves the opportunity to start the Gemara. Even Eved Ivri Nikah because of a Vishtar. So as far as the Eved Ivri is concerned, so the way he acquires himself is either the way you acquire him is either because of a Vishtar, you acquire him either using money or using a shtar. V'kona atzmo, now, how can he reacquire himself? So, bishanim. So, either number one, the 6 years that he works. Number two, yovel. Right, he hit the yovel year. And hitting the yovel year is even if it's in the middle of the six. Now, I know all this can get a little bit confusing. In other words, over here, we're not talking about an Eved Ivri ha-nirtza. We're talking about stam, an Eved Ivri. And the Eved Ivri, so if the yovel happens to come right in the middle of the 6 years, that also allows him to go free and finally give on kasef. And the third way of redemption is going to be prorating. In other words, you purchased him for a certain amount of money. We'll get to the genesis of the Eved Ivri, meaning what were the circumstances that got you to purchase him. We'll get to that later. But meanwhile, however, but you purchased him for a price. So what you're going to do now, if he has the financial means, is that you'll prorate. In other words, you'll take the purchase price, you'll go over the number of years that he's working for you. Obviously, you'll divide the purchase price by the number of years, and that's how much it's going to be per year. If he can go, let's say now he has 3 years remaining, so he'll buy himself out with the remaining 3 years of the remaining 3 years. So that's Giron Kesef. Yisera Lavama Yivriya, Kona Es Atzmo B'simanim. So as far as the Amar Yivriya is concerned, in other words, this Eved Ivri status can apply both the men and women. So as it relates to women, so she has another way in which she's going to be released, emancipated, and that is simanim. Meaning when it comes to the Amma Ivriya, she's only going to be in that status only when she's a minor. But once she hits being a Nara, so now she's going to go free. Nirtza, Nikna Beritziya, V'konas Atzma B'Yovel, U'V'Mitzvah Sa'adah. Now, as far as a Nirtza, so now we have an Eved Ivri who, as we just saw in Parshas Mishpatim, was very happy with his situation. So now he elects to get his ear pierced and work in perpetuity. So when does he go free? So first of all, how do you acquire the Eved Ivri? Ritzia. The act of Ritzia is serving as a means of acquisition. And how you release from that, and that's going to be via either Yovel or Zoner Dai. Okay, so obviously over here there's much to discuss. Before we start with the Gemara, now in our chart, in our heads, in our organized chart, let's now carve out two more branches. And that is that when we're discussing Eved Ivri, so we have now two types of Eved Ivri. One type of Eved Ivri is Nimkar Bevezdin, based in Soldom. Right? He stole money, he doesn't have the means to pay back. So under those circumstances, Bevezdin now will basically say, look, you owe the money, you must pay back. So therefore, we are going to sell you into slavery. That is Nimkar Bevezdin. And then there's another branch, which is Nimkar Atzmo. He sells himself. In other words, he feels that he's in such a destitute spot, so he sells himself. So you have Nimkar Bevezdin and Nimkar Atzmo. Okay. What we're going to be wondering, and not just wondering, but applying, is of the three parshios in the Torah, Mishpatim, Bahar, and Parshas Re'eh, which of those is discussing which of the Eved Ivri? The Nimkar Bevezdin or Nimkar Atzmo? Let's start with the Gemara. So Eved Ivri Nikna B'Kesef Minalan. So first and foremost, how do I know that a Kesef is a means, it's a mechanism of Kinyanim as it relates to the Eved Ivri? So Amakar, the Pasuk Mikesef Mikna, so Malamich Nikna B'Kesef. So when the Torah describes, this is Parshas Bahar, when the Torah describes regarding the Eved Ivri, so the, who's going to redeem himself, is that you're going to redeem him Mikesef Miknaso, of the money that was used. Oh. So in other words, in Parshas Bahar, it's pretty clear, it's very clear, that money was the mechanism, was the means in which you purchased them to begin with. So Malamish Nikna Bekesef, Ashkechan Be'evet Ivri Anim Kalovi Kochavim, Ho V'chol Kinyano Bekesef. So the Gemara says, look, in Parshas Bahar, so what is going on over there? He's being sold as an Eved Ivri. Who is the owner? The non-Jew is the owner. Okay. Again, look at Parshas Bahar. Look at it more carefully, even than what we did, and you will see contextually clearly over there. It's talking about where a guy is owning the Eved Ivri. Can a guy own an Eved Ivri? The answer clearly is yes. So the so over there, so Kesef works. But what the Gemara is now arguing is, yeah, I know Kesef works. You know, when it comes to a guy, do you know what always works? Kesef. Meaning Kesef is the manner in which acquisitions are done by Gayim. They don't have Meshicha. And they don't have other means of Kinyanim. They only have Kesef. So what I would tell you is that, yeah, there contextually Kesef works because the owner is a guy. So the whole V'chol Kinyanim B'Kesef. And Nimkar Yisrael Minalan. But what if the Eved Ivri sold to a Jew, which we also know is an option? So Amar Kra V'Havdei. So over here, what do? Mishpatim. We go back to Parshas Mishpatim. The Torah says, "Imra'a be'inei adonaha asher lo ya'ada ve'hefta." Now, what I didn't do, by the way, in my grand introduction, is I didn't go to the next Parsha in Parshas Mishpatim. Next Parsha, Parshas Mishpatim, is Amma Ivriya. In other words, Eved Ivri, Amma Ivriya. Now, in the Amma Ivriya Parsha, same story. It's a Jewish girl who is now being sold into servitude. So there by the Amma Ivriya, there happens to be a couple more details. Number one, she goes free when she's an Ara, which we already know because of our Mishnah. And on top of that, there's also a marriage option. Okay, we didn't see any of that inside. But meanwhile, if the purchaser of the Amma Ivriya does not want to marry her, so the Torah describes Pidyon, redemption. So Malamich Megaras Pidyonov Yotza. So that means to say that you could do the same thing regarding an Amma Ivriya. You could prorate the number of years remaining, and she can go ahead and she can buy her way out. Point, of course, is that you're prorating from what? The original purchase price. The original purchase price, which was done via money. So the Gemara says, okay, but it's not complete. It's not a complete picture. We only know that the Amma Ivriya can be purchased with Kesef. And we know that the Eved Ivri purchased by a Goy can be purchased with Kesef. We're missing one. Eved Ivri purchased by a Jew. How do we know? So Ashkechan Amma Ivriya, I'm sorry, I read that. So Amar Kra ki Yemachil Lecha Achicha HaIvri, O HaIvriya, Vavadcha Sheishanim, Mekish Ivri, le'ivriya. So Parshas Re'eh, what does Parshas Re'eh do? It hekishes, that's Hekish. Right, Hekishes. Wow. It hekishes the Ivri and the Ivriya, right, equating the two. And so therefore, once we know that Ivriya is purchased with Kesef, Ivri is also purchased with Kesef. Ashkechad machura beizdin, hovenim karbal karcho, mocher atzma minalan. So the Gemara says, good. From this hekish, we know machura beizdin, meaning the Gemara makes an assumption. So let's follow the assumption of the Gemara. Parshas Re'eh Machruhu Beisdin. Beisdin sold them. Okay, in the Psukim themselves, again, we touched on the Psukim. So in the Psukim themselves, it's not totally clear that it's Machruhu Beisdin. The Gemara assumes it's a case is Machruhu Beisdin. Okay. Basically, if you wanna organize the information, which I'm trying to do, Machruhu Beisdin is Parshas Re'eh and Parshas Mishpatim. Although it's not totally accurate. Because in Parshas Mishpatim, you also have the father selling his daughter. But the point is that in Mishpatim and in Re'eh, somebody else is selling you. You're being sold against your will. In Parshas Bahar, you're in dire straits. You're in financial straits. You sold yourself. Okay? It's a good way to organize the three Parshios of the Torah. So Ashkecha Machua based in Ho'ovanimkar Ba'karcha Mocher Atzmo. I'm sorry, Ho'ovanimkar Ba'karcha. So when a machruah beis din, which is Parshas Re'eh, is purchased with kesef, that I understand, because that is done against the person's will. Mocher atzmo minalan. So how do I know machra atzmo can be purchased with kesef? Yalav sachir sachir. So what we're going to have over here is a gzera shava. It's a sachir in Parshas Re'eh. Ki mishne schar sachir avadcha sheishanim. And we also have the word sachir in Parshas Bahar. V'chiyamuch achicha, kesachir kesoshav yiyah imach. Okay, so we have it both in Bahar and in Re'eh. It's a gzeirah shavah, links the two. Hanich lamande yalav schir schir, lamande lo yalav schir schir. Michael, the name of the Gemara says, that's great if you subscribe to the gzeirah shavah. But what if you don't subscribe to the gzeirah shavah? Again, more assumptions of the Gemara. There is a group, there's a school of thought that does not subscribe to the gzeirah shavah. Remember how Gzeirah Shavas work? You cannot manufacture Gzeirah Shavah. Gzeirah Shavah can only be coming via tradition. Ein adam dan Gzeirah Shavah me'atzma ella in kein kibel mi rabo. And so therefore, you have to have a tradition. And what happened? There's no better way to say it. There's no good way to say it, but breakdown of tradition. Some people have the Gzeirah Shavah. Some people do not have the Gzeirah Shavah. Okay? It became part of the machlokus amongst our Mesorah. Anyway, Amakra, V'chi Sasig, Mosev Alinyan Rishon, V'yamed Elyam Mitachton. So the Gemara says, the V'chi Sasig. So the, there, that happens to have been the pasuk that I read in Parshas Bahar. V'chi Sasig, Ager V'soshav Imach, Umach Achichimo, V'nimkar L'ger Toshav. And what do we have over here? The Vav. The Vav is a connecting Vav, connecting it to the previous Parsha. And the previous parsha, is talking about mocher atzmo liyisrael. So we have mocher atzmo legoy, mocher atzmo liyisrael, side by side in Parshas Bahar. And so yila made al yomitachton. And so therefore, connect that vav connects the two parshas together, just like mocher atzmo to a guy is certainly done via money. Mocher atzmo to a Jew, it's also going to be done via kesef as well. Okay, fine. Ad kan. So what we have over here is a simple question that opens up our entire daf today, and that is mocher asmo, I'm sorry, mechiras eved ivri bekesef. That kesef is a vehicle, it's a means in which you can be acquiring the eved ivri. How do I know that? So that was step number one of today's daf, and that is, we have psukim. Exactly how we darshan and how we arrived at that conclusion is part number one. Number two, umantan de lo yalav sachar sachar haitana hu detanya. Who doesn't subscribe to this Gzeirah Shavah? There is a Gzeirah Shavah, and as we just learned together, schools of thought differ whether or not there is an acceptance of Gzeirah Shavah. So, who doesn't subscribe to it? So the Gemara says, "D'tanya, amocher atzmo nimkar l'sheish v'yaser al sheish." So, over here in this Braisa, we are going to be going over fundamental differences between someone who sells himself versus someone who was sold by Beis Din. Okay, in other words, as I mentioned at the beginning, categorically, they're broken up into two categories. And not only are they two categories, but because there are two categories, so they're going to have very different halachas. They're going to behave differently. So, amokhatz manim kalashesh v'yasal shesh. Number one, So the when someone sells himself, so what is the terms of his sale? Indeterminate. There are no terms. It could be sold for any number. In fact, go back to Parshas Bahar. Right, once you hear this distinction, by the way, you look back at the Psukim, you will see it in the Psukim. In Parshas Bahar, is there a mention of the number six? No, there's not. There's no mention of six in Parshas Bahar, because Parshas Bahar is talking about Mocher Atzmo. However, Machru Beis Din Einu Nimkar Ela L'Sheish. However, when you're sold by Beis Din, so then you're going to be sold for 6 years. Where do we find the number six? Parshas Mishpatim, Parshas Re'eh. So there you're going to find the number six. So those are talking about Machru Beis Din. So that's difference number one. Number two, Mocher Atzmo Einu Nirtza Machru Beis Din Nirtza. Mocher Atzmo, so does not have the option of Ritzia. By the way, if you think about it, it's so intuitive. Meaning, there is no six-year term, so therefore, there's no option to go now for an indeterminate number of times.
But Yovel frees.
Okay, again. So the Yovel's, we'll get to Yovel in just a moment, but the there is no Ritzia option if you sell yourself. The Ritzia option is only when Beis Din sells you. Because over there, you're already starting with a six-year term, and now I want to go longer than those 6 years. Masha'inkin, however, when it comes to Mocher Atzmo, so you don't start off with a six-year term. The sale is going to be for whatever number. Okay. So Mocher Atzmo in Nirtza, Machru based in Nirtza. Okay, that's number two. A second difference. Number three. Mocher Atzmo in Manikin Lo, Machru based in Manikin Lo. So Mocher Atzmo, when you sell yourself, no Hanukkah, no severance. Again, in Parshas Bahar, you're not reading about severance. Right. Because Parshas Bahar is talking about Mocher Atzmo. However, when you go to Parshas Re'eh, meaning that's where we were introduced to the idea of severance. So what's that? That's Mocher Beis, Machru Beis Din. How do I know that? The number six. Mocher Atzmo in Manikim Lo, Machru Beis Din Manikim Lo. And then finally, a fourth difference. Mocher Atzmo in Rabba Moser Lo Shivcha Kananis, and Machru Beis Din Rabba Moser Lo Shivcha Kananis. When you sell yourself, so you're not given the option of Shivcha Kananis, however, when Beis Din sells you, you're given the option of Shivcha Kananis. And here now, we get to touch on, I alluded to this point moments earlier, but now let's really clarify this point. When Beis Din sells you as an Eved Ivri, so now you're working for somebody for 6 years. Okay, good. And now what can be done is that you're going to be paired with the Shivcha Kananis. Okay. I'll say it, but then of course I'll explain it. That's weird. Okay. But now I'll explain it. Okay, why is that weird? It's weird because you and I are not allowed to marry a Shivcha Kananis. We're not allowed to be with a Shivcha Kananis. The Torah says, Lo Yekedesha. So we're not allowed to be with a... Okay, the Torah uses an unusual word to describe it. But you're not allowed to be with a woman who's not Jewish. Right? Even though they're quasi-Jewish. In other words, the Torah prohibits a Jewish man to be with a Shivcha Kananis. And meanwhile, I noted that the Eved Ivri's got a carve-out. Right? If you heard me earlier this morning... So I describe the carve-out of the Eved Ivri. What is the carve-out of the Eved Ivri? Meaning he's Jewish and he's bound by all the mitzvahs in the Yisurim of the Torah, with one notable exception. He's allowed to be paired with a Shivcha Kananis. Now, I'll ask the question why, but, you know, me and whys don't work well together. I can't, you know, hard to explain why. But the what, however, is very simple. The Torah says it, meaning we read in Parshas Mishpatim. I read it too quickly, but... If you go back to Parshas Mishpatim, read the Psukim carefully, you'll see it in the Psukim. The Psukim say it very clearly. The Eved Ivri could be paired with the Shivcha Kananis, and now what they're going to do is that they're going to produce children. Now, we all know the answer, but let's spell it out. What's the status of those children?
Avadim.
They're Avadim. In other words, basically...
That's why... So
right.
That's a purpose.
I'm going to say it not nicely, but basically it's breeding. In other words, you're going to be there in order to produce more avadim for the owner. Now, how is it that you're allowed to do so? The answer is you're allowed. The Torah allows it. So this idea that you could be paired with a Shivcha Kananis. Now, what kind of union is it? What kind of marriage is it? Not a strong one, obviously, because what happens when you go free? You don't take. Right, you don't take her with you. In other words, she's still remaining with her owner. Again, that's in the Psukim, that's in the Torah. So it's hard to describe the degree of union that it is, what kind of marriage it is. Meanwhile, however, that is obviously a carve-out. Who is that carve-out for? Only Machru Beis Din, not for Machru Atzmo.
if he's married, he comes with a wife, the owner can still give her a shifra.
Probably not good for the marriage, but okay, yeah.
Well,
okay.
He has to be married to get it.
Correct.
That's a requirement.
Yeah. Okay, so far so good. Most of the shifra kanani. So Rebbe Lazar Omer. So we just went through a brisa together that maintained that there are four differences between Machru Beis Din and Mocher Atzmo. And again, when you see the psukim in Re'ei and Mishpatim, which is Machru Beis Din, so literally you see those four differences. Meanwhile, Mocher Atzmo, so that's Parshas Bahar, and there you don't have any of those distinctions. So Rebbe Lazar Omer, Zevze no Nimkar lo Sheish, Vezevze Nirza, Zevze Manikin lo, Zevze Rabba Mosa lo Shiv Kananis. And Rebbe Lazar says, you know what? There is literally no difference. Meaning Nirza, I'm sorry, Mocher Atzmo versus Machrua Beis Din, there literally is no difference. My la ba'akim ilfagi, Tanakama lo Yalav Sachir Sachir, and Rebbe Lazar Yalav Sachir Sachir. And what is seemingly the best way to explain the difference between these two positions? And that is going to be whether you subscribe to the Gzeirah Shava, you do not subscribe to the Gzeirah Shava. It's literally the best way to explain the Machlokas, or seemingly the best way to explain the Machlokas. Because if you subscribe to the Gzeirah Shava, so that means to say whatever's true by one is true by the other. Or if it's true by Mocher Atzmo, it's true by Machru Beis Din. And again, the Gzeirah Shava is linking Bahar to Re'ei. Bahar, Mocher Atzmo. Re'ei, Machru Beis Din. And once I have now the Gzeirah Shava link, the hyperlink between the two, so then the halachas are going to be the same. That's Shita's Rebbe Lazar. Masha Enkin, according to the Tanakama, no, he doesn't subscribe to the Gzeirah Shava. And therefore, distinctions are drawn between Mocher Atzmo versus Machru Beis Din. Beautiful. The Gemara says it's beautiful, but probably not correct. So I'm Marav Tavyumi Mishmeta Abayi Dekulei Hama Yalav Sacher Sacher V'Hachi B'Hai Krakim Eflegi. So the Gemara says, no, they both subscribe to the Gzeirah Shava, but over here, they're arguing over Pshat and the Psukim. My time at the Tanakama Damar Mocher Atzmo Nimkar L'Sheish V'Yatzar L'Sheish. As far as the Tanakama is concerned, somebody sells himself is sold for six and more than 6 years. So Mi Eit Rachmana Gabe Machru Beis Din V'Avdecha Sheishanim Zeh V'Lo Mocher Atzmo. So the pasuk V'Avdecha Sheishanim is limiting language. Only the one sold for six. This one is sold for 6 years, and not Mocher Atzmo. V'idach. Now that's obviously the Tanakama. What's Rebbe Lazar going to do? V'idach v'avdecha l'cha v'lo liyarish. He's working for you, but not the yarish. V'idach avdecha achrinaksiv. It says avdecha twice. It says it back in Parshas Mishpatim. It also says it in Parshas Re'eh as well. V'idach ha'ula atzas adon hu da'asa. And the counter argument to that would be lahartzos adon hu da'asa, there has to be an appeasement between owner and the eved ivri. Okay, well, appeasement has to do with hanukkah. It has to do with the severance. And so my time to come to Amar Mocher Atzmo in Nirtza. So again, we are basically threading along the psukim. What we're trying to demonstrate is that on one hand, I do hold to the Gzeirah Shava, but meanwhile, differences are going to be borne out from critical reading of the psukim. So number one, we just went through how we know the term limits, right? That's difference number one. How do I know that for Machru Beis Din it's 6 years and Mocher Atzmo it's indefinite or there's no terms? So again, critical reading of the psukim. Number two, my time at the Tanakama Damar Mocher Atzmo in the Nirtza. So me did me at Rachman Agabe Machru Beis Din. Asno his ear. So once again, a very limiting language. So asno shalavala, asno shalmocher atzmo. So that means to say that only this type of eved ivri has ritzia, but not one that sells himself. V'idach, ha'ilik zera shavu da'asa, detanya. Now, over there, the counter argument would be the word asno is necessary for zera shava. What zera shava? We learned in a brisa. Rebbe Lazar Amar Minim Minan L'Ritzia Shiyabozin Yamaniska and Nemar Kan Ozen and Nemar Lahalan Ozem Alahalan Yamin of Kan Yamin. So we're now making a totally separate Gzeirah Shava, telling us which ear it is. It's going to be the right ear. I know it from the Mitzora. The Mitzora, it's right ear here too. It's going to be the right ear as well. V'idach imkein lemakra ozen my asno. So the Torah could have said the word ozen, and that would have created the Gzeirah Shava. The fact that it says asno, two alachas, right ear. And only Machru Beis Din. V'idach ahu mi ba'elei asno v'lo asna. So the other one would argue, would counter argue, no, I need the Torah to say the word as no, because Ritzia is only done with a male Eved Ivri, not a female. Amma Ivriya. V'idach nafkalei v'im yomar ha'eved. Ha'eved v'lo amma. Now, I know that I agree with you that it's only men that go through Ritzia, not women. Right. Well, how ironic, by the way. Men get their ears pierced, women do not get their ears pierced. But again, in context, it makes sense. So the but I know it from a different source, and that is im yomar ha'eved. Eved v'lo amma. V'idach mi ba'ile ad shi'omar. Kishu eved. And the counter argument to that would be no. Ritzia only becomes an option when he opts in while still being an Eved Ivri. The idach mi Eved ha Eved nafka. Counter to that would be, I knew that halacha already from the extra hay. Counter to that, the idach Eved ha Eved lo darish. I don't darshan that extra hay. Okay. That was distinction number two. Distinction number three, again. If you're following, I know there's a lot to follow here. Distinction number three, this is now all falling under the context of I subscribe to the Gzeira Shava, but I still believe the differences are borne out by the Psukim themselves. Distinction number three, my Tam Tanatana Kamadamar Mocha Atmo in Manikin Lo. Mocha Atmo, so there's no severance. Miyat Rachman Gabe Machua Bezdin, because it's a miyat. Here I'm gonna go to Parshas Re'eh. In Parshas Re'eh, Hanik Tanik Lo. Lo Velo La Mocha Atmo. Meaning you're going to give him severance. And again, that word lo is limiting. Only him. As opposed to the counter Eved Ivri, i.e. the one that sells himself. So, ha-hu, v'idach, sorry, v'idach, ha-hu, mi-bai le-lo, v'lo li-yoshav. Severance is only going to be done to your Eved, but if the Eved passes over to the next generation, you're to your son, so he does not have the mitzvah of Hanukkah. Okay, now, I know that's confusing. Eved Ivri is going to be passed over to the son. What are we talking about? The answer is that there are going to be circumstances where the Eved Ivri is going to be passed on to the son. Even though at the beginning of today's shir, I was certain that Eved Ivri is not going to be passed on Yerusha. I say that, but I also know that there's going to be a difference. So Yerusha v'maylo sechir ka yirachmana. Maschir pula liyorshav af hai pula so liyorshav. So the Gemara says now. Why is it that the son does not have to give severance? So the Gemara says schir karye rachmana, meaning that what the Hanukkah is doing is it's in exchange for the service. So just like schir is pula so liyorshav af hai pula so liyorshav. Well, if severance is a function of service and he's serving the son, so then the son should also be providing Hanukkah as well. Ella, so the Gemara says, you're right. We were wrong. So Ella, lo, v'lo, le'bal chovo. So the Gemara says that if the servant is owes money, so the then you do not have to give severance for that. Midisfir le ba'ama. Rabbi Nassim Ditanya, Am Rabbi Nassim Minayin Lanosha Bechaver, Amana Bechaver Bechaver, Minayin Shemotziyam Azev Nosan Lezeh. So Tamar Lam Rabbi Nassim Laasher Asham Lo. So Asa Lo La Afuke. So the Gemara says is that where there's no severance, when you go ahead and you pass the note on to another note holder. In other words, A owes B and B owes C. So now what C can do is instead of collecting from B, he can collect from back from A. This is Shibuda de Rabbi Nassan. We just went through the drasha. So over there, Shibuda de Rabbi Nassan is going to preclude Hanukkah. There's not going to be any severance over there. The idach ba'ama nami lo sphere like Rabbi Nassan. And the counter argument to that was, I don't subscribe to Rabbi Nassan. Okay. Huh. I don't subscribe to Rabbi Nassan. Okay. We're going to stop here and we're going to fall behind. But, and it's my fault. That's fine. And it's my fault. And tomorrow, we'll catch up. Okay, so where do we stand right now? We have gone through an assortment of psukim today. A lot of basic work just to get through the Gemara, and just simple pshat in the Gemara, nothing fancy. But just to see the Eved Ivri Parsha come up in the Torah three occasions: Mishpatim and Bahar and Re'eh. Now identifying that there are two categories of Eved Ivri: Mocha Atmo versus Machru Beis Din. We really didn't even go over why it is that Beis Din sold you as opposed to you selling yourself. Okay, we'll do more of that tomorrow. But meanwhile, the four basic differences between Machru Beis Din and Mocher Atzmo. We went through the four differences. We saw the four differences in the Pesukim. Rav Elazar, on the other hand, believes that there is no difference between Mocher Atzmo and Machru Beis Din. So, and now in terms of Pshat and Rav Elazar, you have one of two possibilities. Number one is that Rav Elazar really is going to be a function of he doesn't subscribe to Gzeira Shava. Sorry. Let's do that again. He subscribes to the Gzeira Shava. The Tanakhama does not subscribe to the Gzeira Shava. That's number one. And that's one way to say it. But the other way to say it, when the Gemara's preferred way to say it, they both subscribe to the Gzeira Shava. It just happens to be that the Chachamim believe that if you read the Pesukim carefully and critically, you're going to find that the Pesukim speak out differences between Mocher Atzmo and Machru Beis Din, which only then begs the question, which we're also going to answer tomorrow, and that is then what's the point of the Gzeira Shava? Okay, Adkan.